T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. The campaign never ends, does it, Joe?
No, we had an enjoyable time talking to the Republican candidate for governor, Bob Stefanowski, during the very close gubernatorial campaign.
Really?
And Bob has not gone into the federal protection program. He is out there. He has written an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal opinion piece called Connecticut's Blue Politicians Spill an Ocean of Red Ink, and he's good enough to give us some of his time now. Bob, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Thanks for being with us. Your piece lays out pretty clearly what you think is wrong with the Governor Lamont's first budget. Of everything you stated, what do you think is the most important point?
I think it's that, you know, when you look at what Democrats and Governor Lamont say they want to protect, it's three things. It's the big cities, it's the middle class, and the state employees. And I would argue that the economic policy over the last probably 12 years is actually not helping these constituencies, yet they keep electing Democrats. If you look at the big cities, Joe, look at Bridgeport. You know, we give more and more funding to Bridgeport every year, but 15% of the kids, only 15% of the kids in Bridgeport test at their grade level in math.
God.
20% of Bridgeport's below the poverty line. Bridgeport has 10% unemployment. It's 2 times the state average. And I could go through every one of these constituencies, but the tax and spend of the last 8 years that Governor Lamont is going to continue for another 4 is actually not helping these constituencies. And I think people need to realize that.
Bob Stefanowski is with us this morning. So very quickly, you know, okay, you're talking about 3 constituencies who are supposed to be protected. One is the cities. One is the middle class. Some people insist that state employees are the middle class, but okay, let's leave it there. But what about state employees? It seems to me they've been doing fairly well here. Am I wrong?
We're ignoring the obvious, right? It's a $100 billion underfunded pension plan. So if you're a current state employee, that money is not going to be there when you retire.
Wonderful.
And not only are we not dealing with it by coming to a fair solution on CBEC, this latest budget underfunds the teacher plan by another $9 billion, which is going to increase the overall liability by $27 billion because of the time value of money. So are we really doing the right thing for state employees by saying, don't worry about it, we're going to find $100 billion?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
We've talked incessantly about tolls during the campaign.
Yeah.
We know your stance on them. We know the governor's stance on them. We know that they couldn't get the necessary votes in the regular session of the legislature and that they need a special summer legislative session. But do you have any hope that because they couldn't get that session, they couldn't pass it in the regular session, that maybe this isn't a fait accompli like a lot of people, like myself included,
me too,
thought that it, and Ray thought that it was?
I think there's a couple things. I think the rollout of his change in position was horrible. He promised during the campaign he wasn't going to toll autos. He accused me of lying about his position. 38 days in, he changed his mind. Not only did he change his mind, he didn't address it. He dropped it in an editorial in the Connecticut Post on a Saturday morning of a 3-day weekend. He's been all over the board. So I think the execution has been horrible. And number two, the grassroots efforts by people like NoTollCT.org, I think it surprised Democrats. I think they came in a little bit arrogant, and I understand why. They won the governor, they won the House, they won the Senate. They thought they could jam it through.
Right.
And every single poll that's done shows that the people of Connecticut, by a wide majority, do not want tolls. So I do think we can beat it, but we can't be lackadaisical about it because, as you know, he's having a meeting today with legislative leaders. In my mind, there can be absolutely no compromise on tolls because once he puts up one,
right,
before you blink an eye, it's going to be 50. The one metric that hasn't changed, the number of gantries have changed, the locations have changed, but the one metric that hasn't changed is he wants $900 million from the taxpayers on tolls.
Hey, Bob, you know, one of the things he talked about as the election was on was he said, I'm going to sit down. You just mentioned CBAC a few moments ago in passing, kind of the collective bargaining unit for the state employees. The fact is, you know, he said, well, I can talk to them. Maybe they'll cut me a few breaks. And I don't see that happening, Bob.
It's another great point, Ray. I mean, he was going to get a COLA adjustment. that the amount of the increase in pension benefits was not going to increase. He couldn't even get that done. Now, to Len Fasano's point, this current budget assumes $450 million of savings from state employees that he hasn't negotiated yet. This current budget is out of balance. So he couldn't even get a COLA adjustment. So, he's never going to get $450 million of savings suddenly from state employees.
So what do you do?
Yeah, how do you settle that?
Well, in a normal budget, you would have some alternatives, which is if I don't get those savings, I'm going to cut this or I'm going to cut that. I agree with Senator Fasano. I think this budget is unconstitutional because we have a constitution that says you have to present a balanced budget. His budget right now does not balance. And it won't balance unless he gets $450 million out of savings from state employees that have been reluctant at best to give back money.
All right.
Let me ask you a personal question. Obviously, you're still out there. You're in the public eye. We see you on we hear you on our air. See you on TV. Would you consider 2022?
I don't know, guys. I get that question a lot.
No, I know.
Of course,
but we have to because
it's going to happen a week from now. Not only 3 years. I'll tell you where I'm staying involved, though. A is I'm upset. You know, he fundamentally, and I used to not use this phrase, he lied in the campaign. He lied about tolls. He said he was going to give a property tax credit. Where did that go? So that really upsets me. And the other thing, guys, is I had 650,000 people that voted for me out of 1.4 million. I owe it to them to be vocal, to try to hold him accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very active on tolls behind the scenes, and I'm going to continue to do it. I was very gracious in defeat, if you remember.
Yeah, very gracious.
When he started to break his campaign promises, that's when I got active again.
All right.
Well, Bob, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. You know that. Have a great day, sir.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care.
Right.
7:26. But, you know, and I should have asked him, John. I'm sorry. But I should have asked him, you know, okay, so here we are talking about it. But what the heck are you going to do about it?
Well, that's, yeah. But that, you know what? That's for another day.
All right.
Because I think the editorial is something that people should take a look at and think,
fair enough.
You know, decide how they feel about it.
Yeah, fair enough, Joe. 7:26.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.